It's late. It's 12:21 a.m. February 28th, 2022. It's night, dark. My mom had her windows replaced so they're nice and thick and beautiful and big. And there's a washer cleaning clothes downstairs. And I can hear them tumble. I'm upstairs, laying on my bed in my room, where my brother grew up, but then I moved in after years when he left. I've lived in every room in this house, except for my mom. And I've lived and changed and been and grown. When I think about love, I think about this house. I think about how my daughter is growing up in this house. And I try not to think about anything that could take this experience from me. I think about the objects in this house. I think about the paintings in this house. And the beds and the furniture and the record players and the old radios and the old stuffed animals and the Power Rangers and the Barneys and all of the things in between from my childhood to now. When I think about love, this is what I think about.
Love, a recap. Love is metaphysical. Love and anger are holding hands. Anger is a feeling that should be embraced as much as love, because it's also metaphysical. Anger allows us to change into a version of ourselves that we build from love. Our love transforms everyone around us. If I'm happy, my family's happy. My friends are happy. My partners are happy. Accountability is central to love. For us, because accountability gives everyone clear guidelines. We have always been a procedures and process type of people. But what does love mean when we're talking about homemaking? What about love that we pour into our homes? All of these previous topics have led me to understand that homemaking is a creative process that Black women have always been so responsible for, even when it ain't our home. We had to create. We created quilting. We sew. Created clothes, we cook, develop recipes, we made dolls and toys for our children. These are objects of our love. All of these objects are a result of love. Really, creation and creativity, it comes from an intimacy of not knowing and allowing yourself to sit in a place of the unknown and investigate it. African Americans have traditionally been in a place of intentional deprivation as a result of white supremacist systems. With so much nothingness, we could only create. Now that's the object. Creation. Creativity. What does that mean? In times of deprivation, our mother's creativity is what truly held us together. The story of my mother's is that if you can focus your creativity, you can create the world you would like to see. It is a story of how to do more with less and how to learn from everything around you. This story provided the backdrop for my life and education, and its basic tenets were shaped from a learning that requires us to build the world from a place of love with those closest to us. Practices of love. Practices from our mothers are passed down from one generation to the next, with the only mission of using our work to understand and to learn and to love. We retell stories. We learn our culture through our art. We engage into collective designs of quilt making and collective designs of speaking and knowing and doing. We learn collectively about our culture. March and April 2022, our upcoming topics for Afrofuturism in the AM is the creative process. We'll be speaking to Dr. Tanisha Taylor, the communications chair at Texas Southern University, about the role of project management in the creative process, followed by a conversation with Valerie Wade from Linfield Historical to speak on the role of archival work in the creative process, and then we're going to top it off with Erica Jones from Puzzles of Color and the role of business in the creative process. I look forward to it. One last thing before we go. I wanted to happily, proudly exclaim, announce, let y'all guys know that I was accepted into the School of the Art Institute of Chicago MFA program in designed objects on a full scholarship called the New Artist Scholarship for 100% of the tuition, valued at $115,000. Woo! So with that in mind, I thought it would be nice to read what it is that I wrote so that we're all on the same page as we continue on this creative journey. And I thought it would be really interesting as we discuss the creative process. My statement of purpose. I'm a cultural educator and entrepreneur that uses art to teach cultural perspectives. My background is in interdisciplinary higher education, studio arts, K-12 education, and grassroots organizing. When I think about design and education, I think about two things. Number one, African American studies, though interdisciplinary, is largely studied through the social sciences and therefore uses art and objects as auxiliary learning tools. 2. Design in K-12 education in mass prioritizes written modes as the main method of inquiry. My interest in design happened after I gained a master's degree in Pan-African Studies from the University of Louisville in 2015 and decided to shift my focus from academia towards engaging the community through art. During my 10-plus career in K-12 and arts education, I began organizing around arts advocacy by hosting a Black Speculative Arts Movement conference through my business, Artivism Community Art, between 2018 to 2021. The core idea I want to pursue at a graduate level is how to design tangible artwork that expresses African diasporan philosophy and how to implement such objects into communal art practice. This core idea developed from the findings of the Black Speculative Arts Movement Conference in Houston between 2018 to 2021. When we surveyed our conference participants, we learned that participants wanted their experience to be designed, so learning is enjoyable, memorable, and scalable for all ages. They wanted a learning experience that teaches from an Afrocentric model, is not accountable to the state in whatever means, and provide space for experimentation and entrepreneurship. Lastly, they wanted their education to give voice to generational knowledge. Drawing from my experiences as a teaching artist at the Museum of Fine Arts Houston between 2016 to 2018, where I taught object-based learning, I've been investigating how objects created using a K-12 Afrocentric model could address the stated needs using object-based art education. The objects I have produced use mediums familiar to a K-12 audience, such as crayons, and are designed using Afrocentric philosophy. Inspirations include Betty and Allison Saar, who use recycled materials in the creation of objects that speak to an Afrocentric perspective. In my thought process, I also consider Isamu Noguchi and his designs for playgrounds that are tied to a cultural perspective. While in the MFA Designed Objects program, I intend to further develop designs I have modeled using big ideas from Afrocentric philosophy. Once created, I intend to implement learning through a performative teaching practice where the designed object accompanies an interactive experience that provides context to achieve learning. The future direction for my designed objects is to develop an art curriculum based on my social research so the community can utilize it in teaching practices. At the professional level, I am an educator. However, after completing the MFA Designed Objects program, my focus will be on policy. I'm going to use what I know to design an education practice that can be used to teach Afrocentricity to the community. After identifying the needs of the community I serve, I identified 3 objectives. 1, build community practice in which members are accountable to each other. 2, translate information into tangible art that communicates cultural philosophy. 3, utilize technology to document and share content. The program for MFA Designed Objects is suited for my professional growth because it allows me to choose from the departments across the school. The intersection of art-based learning, object making, and community practice is why I chose this degree plan. I'm in need of equipment, facilities, and mentorship to achieve the stated objectives. Thank you.
Artivism Community Art is a production company that creates community-led media. Our products and services accommodate the lack of participation in creative fields among African Americans of all ages by providing resources that teach the philosophy and design of the African diaspora. We help people diverse in age, race, and ethnicity create their own system of learning by providing resources and tools through our monthly subscription box. My name is Shatana Powell, founder of Artivism Community Art in Houston, Texas. According to a 2019 study by SMU Data Arts, less than 6% of African Americans are employed in creative fields in Houston, Texas. Less than 4% participate in cultural activities, despite the fact that African Americans make up 18% of the population. During our conferences between 2016 to 2020, Artivism Community Art found that the cultural practices of Black and Brown people are not well represented in the arts, culture, and education industry, resulting in a lack of participation and employment in creative fields among African Americans. Our products and services increase representation in the arts by employing Black and Indigenous creators to create and design culturally situated curriculum and art that centers the culture, lives, and history of Black and Indigenous populations. During our gatherings, both virtual and physical, we display the work and have interactive experiences, increasing opportunities for Black and Indigenous voices to be seen and amplified. To learn more, visit artivismcommunityart.com. Thank you.